I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Implied. This is September 25th, 2025. Glad you're here, because CarMax just got slammed, and the numbers are rough. The headline? The stock tanked almost 20% after earnings. That's brutal. Investors were clearly not happy. And honestly, I get why. Retail used unit sales fell more than 5%. Comparable store sales dropped over 6%. And revenue from used cars slid more than 7%. That's not a small dip. That's a demand problem. And here's the kicker. Their finance arm, CarMax Auto Finance, saw income drop about 11% because defaults ticked up. So not only are they selling fewer cars, but the loans they make on those cars are looking riskier. Net earnings per share came in at 64 cents versus 85 cents a year ago. That's a miss, plain and simple. So why did the stock react so violently? One big reason? CarMax admitted they got caught holding inventory that suddenly lost value when used car prices dropped. Imagine buying a bunch of cars at one price, then the market shifts and those cars aren't worth nearly as much. That's exactly what happened. Now they're trying to fight back, cutting about $150 million in costs over the next year and a half. And they still flexed by buying back $180 million in stock. Plus, their omnichannel sales are strong. 80% of transactions touched digital, which is a long-term strength. But near-term, execution risk is huge. My read is this. CarMax is still a leader, but they're in a squeeze. Volumes are down, defaults are creeping up, and the auto market feels shaky. The upside is if demand stabilizes, they've got the brand and margins to bounce. The downside is if prices keep sliding or credit losses accelerate, this could get uglier. What I'll be watching? Comparable sales next quarter, loan default trends, and whether those SG&A cuts hit the bottom line without hurting service. So basically, CarMax has the tools to recover, but right now they're driving uphill with a flat tire. Thanks for listening. If you found this helpful, subscribe and leave us a comment. Let us know if you want an analysis of any company. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.